Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, you're listening to Transformation with Daniel Romer. C'est Transformation avec Daniel Romer.
Our show is called Transformation. It's about all the transformation that we are hearing about all over the world. But specifically here, it will be a place, a good place, to talk about personal transformation and also transformation in our community.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Transformation with Daniel Romer. Bienvenue, bienvenue sur Transformation avec Daniel Romer. Moi, bien content que moi avec nous aujourd'hui. I'm very happy to be with you today. It's a pleasure to be back on Blog Talk Radio and talk about transformation. I see that we already have a caller on the line. It is wonderful. I wanted to let you know that tonight we join with the whole country to give thanks to soldiers who volunteer their time and their lives to the United States of America. Our love and thoughts go to them and to their families in this Memorial Day celebration. Our talk tonight will be about volunteerism. Our armed forces are a good example of volunteerism. Let's take a break and we'll be back in a few minutes. Hello, this is Danielle again. We're back on Transformation, and we will be talking about volunteerism today. I see we have someone on the line. Let's say hello. Hello.
Hello. I just wanted to say hello and salute all the soldiers and just wish everyone a happy Memorial Day. I want to congratulate and say hello to my two brothers and my niece who have volunteered and served for years in the Army and in the Navy. So we want to say thank you to all those who served and who are currently serving.
Thank you so much. And you're calling from where?
I'm calling from Parkland, Florida.
Oh, thank you so much. And yes, we have to remember, thank you for calling and thank you for your wishes and for all those wonderful words that you wanted, because we do need to say hello and we need to actually salute them, because it's very, very important. And I know that all of us, even if we don't have someone very close, but we know someone and we have friends who have people who serve in the military. Thank you so much.
Because they've done great sacrifices, and it's a long life sacrifice they've done, you know, to give us freedom for this country. So we want to let them know that we appreciate them and love them very much.
That's right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great
Thank
one.
You for calling. You can stay on the line if you want for a little bit. So maybe you could talk and help us continue the show that we're having today on volunteerism. Will that
sure.
be all right?
That'll be fine.
Great. Thank you. Yes. So we're talking about volunteerism. And, of course, the people who serve in the armed forces do volunteer their lives and their time for us in this country. So we really appreciate that. Like the caller said, it's really something that we have to look at and be grateful for and really appreciate it. So today we're talking about volunteerism. So we're asking a few questions. And as you know, our show is usually one of asking you personally some questions about the subject that we bring up. What is the meaning of volunteer, the word volunteer? we looked at a very nice book that it's called By the People. It's a history of America as volunteers in the new century. It's written by Susan J. Ellis and Catherine H. Campbell. And I think there's a meaning of volunteer there that I really like. It says, to volunteer is to choose to act in recognition of a need with an attitude of social responsibility and without concern for monetary profit, going beyond one's basic obligations. I like this because it really tells you that to volunteer, you have to choose to do it, and you feel that there's a social responsibility for you to know that you are not expecting any kind of money profit, so a monetary profit from it. So today, I would like for you to look at this and tell me, who are the people who volunteer? Whatever the reason the people volunteer, usually I think it's very personal, but it might be other reason. But as long as you volunteer, it's very important. So only they say that only certain people volunteer. I don't agree with that. Do you have to be rich? Do you have to be in your elderly age? Do you have to be an elder? You have to be, and they said men usually don't volunteer. So a lot of the things that they say about volunteering that I think we need to look at them today. And now I'm going to be asking some questions. Maybe the caller will be able to answer for me, and we'll be able to also invite anybody else who's on the internet and would like to call us. The number is 347-945-5956. I would love for you to participate also. One of my questions will be, is volunteering in your agenda? Is it something that you have been doing? And is it something that your kids are watching you doing it, so they will think it's something which is normal for me to do one day? What do you think about this? Let me ask the caller now. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, what do I think about volunteerism?
Yes. Well, is it in your agenda? Is it something that you usually do? And is it something that you think your kids will find something normal to do in their life also?
This is something that we all should be thinking of doing in one way or the other, whether it's for a long term or short term. Because when we volunteer, this country was built on people who give their time, their talent, and expertise. That's how it was built. So anything that, you know, any foundation of anything that you want to do, it always starts with volunteerism. And we all should give, whether, you know, it's donation of the time at the hospital or at a nursing home or helping someone painting a home, just very simple things that we think that, that may not be so important and that we volunteer are important in order to help someone or help a cause. So volunteer is in my agenda, and it always will be in my agenda, and I think it should be passed on from generation to generation.
Absolutely. I know that we've been talking, and I didn't have a chance to introduce you to the audience. Could you tell me who is calling us? And I already know the voice, but could you introduce yourself to our audience?
Well, I want to say hello and good evening to everyone who's listening. My name is Sandra, and so I was calling to not only participate in the conversation and also to salute our soldiers.
Oh, this is so nice. And I agree with you for what you say. Do you know, I'm sure that a lot of people might not even think of it, but a lot of the post office in this country, fire departments, public health, and even nursing were started by volunteers. Do you know that? Did you know that?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, as you mentioned, a lot of the different institutions started as volunteers.
Yes, volunteers.
And a lot of organizations started as volunteer organizations. And then they picked up and people continue them. So I really appreciate it.
That's how small communities build. This is how small communities start. You know, it's by one group of people getting together, said, you know, this needs to be done. We need a sign here, or we need to have X, Y, and Z, or a light at this area. So these are the basic stuff that we, and as people in small communities, can start doing, volunteering in our own areas, and build on from there.
Absolutely. You are right. You know, I'm sure that a lot of us know that but don't really think about it. But volunteerism started this country when you really look at it. And a lot of other places, when you look at it, and whenever there is a disaster, whenever there is something really terrible, people volunteer. It looks like it's something pretty normal for people to do. And it brings out the humanity in people because they really want to actually help each other. They really want to help other people. And that's commendable. I really think it's extraordinary.
And it takes us back to the whole thing, send each one, teach one.
That's right. That's right. And like you said, the fact that you are thinking about doing it, and I'm sure that you've been volunteering in the community for years. I happen to know that I actually have been volunteering with you in some other, in different area in the community. So, and I know that how kids are looking at us and looking at doing it themselves too, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yes. So we're talking about volunteerism, and we're talking about how important it is for the community, and it's very important for each one of us to look at ourselves and look at what kind of ways can we actually volunteer and help, and what is it we're doing now. Let's take a little break, and we'll come back right after this little break.
Hello, hello, you're listening to Transformation with Daniel Romer. C'est Transformation avec Daniel Romer.
We are back with Transformation. This is Daniel Romer, and we have an unexpected guest, and I'm so happy that Sandra is with us today, and we're talking about volunteerism, and we're talking about different aspects of it and how important it is for us to think about volunteering and actually do it and act on it. And some people, usually when they hear about other people volunteering, they say, so how can you volunteer? How can you do something that you're not getting any money? And what's in it for me if I decide to volunteer? What do you answer to those people, Sandra?
Well, I know a lot of people think this way. Well, you know, I can't afford it. You know, I can't give somebody, you know, a couple of hours of my day and I get paid. I have bills. But I do want to say, for those who are living on limited income, even if you give 30 minutes of your time talking to a young person or giving an elderly, you know, just a rub, a massage, 30 minutes, it won't take a whole lot. Some places, you don't have to do, you know, 2, 3, 4 hours per day or out of your time. You know, the little bit you can do, you know, it will amount to a whole lot, and it'll make a lot of difference in people's lives that you wouldn't even imagine. So I would really, really urge people to consider and think this through, to really look at different places that you can volunteer your time, You know, we have professionals that they're really busy, and then, you know, they want to make their busy, you know, with their profession. We're asking, you know, if your expertise is in, you know, attorneys or the law or different things, give your time to, you know, an organization who's looking for, you know, counsel in such a way, where, you know, you look over the paperwork or documentations for them. That's another way of volunteering your time and doing pro bono work for organizations. So that means that they can't afford it. So these are things that, you know, people can do even if you don't have a whole lot of time to give, you know, 30 minutes or whatever. You know, it's important. And, you know, sometimes volunteering can lead to bigger and bigger, you know, most of them actually, to bigger opportunities where doors can
That's
open.
Right.
You meet people, you network, you know.
That's
it may not work
right.
for you, but you can do it with a first family member. You know, there's so much that can, you know, that can, I mean, people can benefit from. It would be a win-win situation, really, for all.
And like they say, volunteer is giving. And the
exactly.
more you give, the more you receive, right?
Exactly.
And the thing is, some people also who are saying that I don't volunteer. You know, I'm not going to waste my time. They probably volunteer themselves without knowing.
Yeah,
because
if
you see someone who's going to be crossing the street and it's an elderly, or if it's someone who has more than one child and you helping, you're volunteering your time to help that person. So if you really look at it, so many different ways. It doesn't have to be something big. It could be
mm-hmm.
a little thing, but you are being part of this community. You are helping. So like they said, you have to listen to it. You choose to do something that nobody asks you to do. So it's very important for you to not kind of disregard the fact that you are volunteering and you can even do a little bit more in your community. I'm so glad to be able to talk about this thing, because this is something that I have been doing for years. I remember the first time I volunteered, it was at a school. I volunteered as a substitute for a kindergarten class. And I enjoyed it so much that I think it kind of guided me into what I really wanted to do, which was to teach, to help people in so many ways. So like you said, you can find so many different advantages from the volunteering. Not only you can learn yourself so much, but you find the satisfaction, the personal satisfaction and sense of accomplishment, and you can even make some connections, make some friends, and get something that you are not expecting out of volunteering, right?
Definitely. Yes, definitely. I remember one place that I volunteered, that's when I was in college, and because I love working with the young people, because that's my passion. And I remember, you know, I was volunteering for a couple hours a week with classes, juggling and trying to get there because it was quite a distance from my school. And I ended up, you know, they ended up, you know, giving me a job there, a part-time job at the location.
Ah.
Uh-huh. You know, and I stayed there for years, you know, right before I graduated. You know, they wanted me to stay, but because I didn't want to stay up there anymore, I wanted to move back, you know, somewhere else to finish my master's. And, you know, the people loved me. And I ended up, you know, we had this long-lasting relationship. I ended up, because till now, I still keep in touch with some of the girls from over there. And it's been
mm-hmm.
decades.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, these are the type of things that you have. You create long life relationship with people.
Exactly.
Not only, you know, you help, but that also can help you along the way.
That's true. And when you start somewhere in volunteering, people really appreciate you because they see that you're doing this out of your good heart and you're doing it because you want. And they look and watch you and see, oh, what kind of person this person could be as someone who will be working for us. And this could actually be a resume. It could be
exactly.
Yeah, I want to have this person with me because this person is so dedicated. This person has integrity or a lot of values that you can see in a volunteer that can bring them over to a regular job, like you said. Absolutely.
Actually, it reflects on someone's personality and their character. A lot of the colleges, you know, they're looking for, you know, people, young people who do volunteer, because it tells them a little bit something about yourself, but how you think of others, how do you see society as a whole. So these are important, you know, this not only it help you to grow as a person, but it also would help you along, you know, with college, you know, application and things like that. So, and that's why it's important, whatever it is that you're going to volunteer in, that you do it with everything you got. You do it, you know, with love, with passion, and you give it your all. Because not only, it's not because you're not getting a paycheck from that, you know, you just do a, you know, half job. Whatever it is that you're doing, you put everything you got in it, and you do it with your soul, and that would come out, and the people would feel that, and that's what's going to get you to grow and be successful as a person into whatever endeavor that you'll be doing in the future. So it's important that people do, you know, put their heart and soul into, you know, volunteering.
That is so true, and I agree with you. You know, it shows a lot of you, of your real you, when you are doing volunteer work and you putting all your heart into it, and people are watching. You know, it's something that is visible that you actually are someone that is valuable that they can use. So it helps a lot in certain area, and for the connection and for the learning. Let's say you're volunteering somewhere where I always advise people to volunteer in something that you don't know, because this way you're going to learn so much. Because I remember my son when he was volunteering for Shake a Leg, and it's an organization that helps people who are who have some kind of disability, and they teach them to go on a boat and do the boating and so forth. And my son learned how to build a boat. He learned a lot about anything to do with the waters and the boating, and he made some friends. And you learn things when you go and volunteer. So it's very, very important for you to think it's an essential part of your life to be able to volunteer in your community, because that's another way also to be part of that community.
Exactly.
Let's take a break. Thanks very much, Sandra. Let's take a break, and when we'll come back, we'll kind of close on that information on the volunteer and our experience and all that. I'll talk to you in a few minutes.
All right.
Back in Transformation, this is Danielle Romer, and I'm very happy that you are here with us. And anybody who's not able to call, please email us and send us a text. We'll be happy to hear what you thought about the show. And also, you can also listen to the show afterwards, because it's always in archive in Blog Talk Radio. So we're talking about volunteerism, and we have a guest here, and graciously come as an unexpected guest. I'm very happy that Sandra is with us, and we're talking about volunteering. And she's bringing a lot of good points about volunteerism and being a volunteer, how much it's bringing so much to you. Not only, and let's talk a little bit about the personal satisfaction. I mean, the self, the fulfillment that you feel when you actually are volunteering. Let's talk a little bit about that, Sandra. Go ahead.
I wanted to bring one point in terms of volunteer. A lot of times, I know people are just kind of waiting on the back burner, waiting for someone to come forward and ask them. So what I'm asking people is to really, you know, when you look around, don't wait for someone to tell you, hey, I need help, or come and do this for me. Ask around, you know, may I help you? What can I do? You know, how can I be of service? Things and such. That way you bring yourself forward. You really put yourself out there to volunteer, instead of having somebody to really beg you or search for you. So you search to do help somebody. And that's really where the personal satisfaction comes in, because you really, mm-hmm. Consciously volunteering yourself to be of service to someone else. That's really what it is.
Absolutely. And when someone does volunteer, you could see, let's imagine like someone say, okay, I'm going to be helping, I'm going to help this organization transform inside of their building. We're going to, a group of us will go and we'll paint and make it nicer, make it more welcome for them. And you could see the group of people coming out after that day of painting and cleaning and doing things. You could see their faces. You could see the smile. You could see how, this is like a ton of a good feeling,
right,
that mm-hmm. is showing there. So if you are in that situation where you sit aside and looking at those people doing it, why not find your thing? Because like they said, volunteer, you choose what you would like to volunteer in. You don't force yourself into something, it's not going to work. But
and really, when you volunteer, it's really, you really, when you look at it internally, helping yourself.
That's right.
That's where self-growth comes in. You
mm-hmm.
truly and
mm-hmm.
really help, because as you help others, you learn about yourself. And you can really look at this mirror and see, how you growing and as a person. And that helps you to become a better person. So
mm-hmm.
in another word, it's really instead of you helping somebody else, and in turn, you end up helping yourself at the end of the day. So
exactly.
Really,
it's a win-win situation.
Exactly.
It's a win-win situation, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a win-win situation. And you get a lot out of it. The people you're helping getting a lot out of it. And
mm-hmm.
it's something that is helping. And our show is called Transformation. And this is one side of it, to see how you will transform yourself in feeling better and having a better life and feeling part of this community and knowing that you've done something valuable, something which is good for anyone that is around you or in your community.
Mm-hmm.
So
just to close, I think the Little Haiti Community Center, I believe it is. It's funny, and I was I was having a discussion with a girlfriend of mine the other day. When the late commissioner, when he was alive, he was one of those, he was the commissioner that was really pushing that. The idea, and we were meeting, we met for hours and months to, come up with such ideas. And it's finally, now I haven't even gone there, but I've seen the picture, I've seen, it's like you look back and said all this time I've put in and the hours, and yet, now you can see your fruit, really. People are actually enjoying the place. There are a lot of things happening there. They have community events. And you see how it beautifies a community, how it changes the face of a community. And
mm-hmm.
this is some of the real result of volunteering, because, this is something that I did. It was a part of the community there, and we spent months and months coming up with ideas and developing this, what we call Little Haiti Community Center now. And that's a real example of what, volunteering can do and how you can change society and change a community.
And then you can step back and say, I was part of this.
Exactly.
I helped in this. And this is a wonderful feeling that you're carrying with you, and it's going to really do absolutely wonderful things for you. Sandra, our time is coming very close to an end, so I really thank you for being with us, and I appreciate your input and your feedback in this, and I'm hoping that you'll call back again on another show. And thank you so much, and we'll be able to work together in another show again soon. Thank you again.
My pleasure. Have a great evening.
You too. Thank you. Well, that was a really nice show. I really appreciate the support and the participation of our unexpected guest. I really appreciate that. And I thank her very much, Sandra. Merci encore. And we need to let you go and enjoy your holiday. And I really appreciate you being with us, and participating and listening to the volunteer show, and I hope you will think about volunteering in your community and help your transformation. And once again, thank you. That was Danielle Romero with Transformation. À la semaine prochaine.